Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere. Go, go, yeah, yeah, what? I'm a legend in my spare time. Go, go, yeah, yeah, what? I'm a legend in my spare time. Go, go, yeah, yeah, what? I'm a legend in my spare time. Go, go, yeah, yeah, what? I'm a legend in my spare time.
Are we on?
Yeah, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Legend in My Spare Time, episode
27, I believe.
27. How do you say 27 in Dutch?
Well,
I actually can't count to 10 in Dutch.
Fuck, you're a horrible Dutchman.
I know!
You are a horrible, horrible Dutchman. Yeah. But, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again. And as you can probably already tell, the Dirty Dutchman's in the house. Let's do the round table. It is the Reverend Matt M.F. and Lee's in his house.
That's right. Sitting beside the Reverend Damn Davies.
God, you gave your full name last week, or 2 weeks ago. Do you remember?
Jeffrey K.
Jeffrey K. Davies. It's like, if anybody's looking me up, here's my middle initial, too.
Fuck them in the ear.
That's right. You would kill them anyway, right?
That what? What are they going to do? Who's Fair looking enough. Me up anyways? Who gives a shit about me?
You're pulling the mic away from
your
mouth.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
The listeners
I do that when I raise my voice.
The listeners can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. You're not getting the full effect of my...
Exactly. Fuck, this is a long intro, eh?
Yeah. It's so like, who the fuck am I sitting beside?
Who? My name's Tim.
My name's Tim.
The dirty-ass Dutchman.
Dirty goddamn Dutchman.
Hey,
indeed.
He's famous now. He got mentioned on Ben and Ollie's podcast.
Ollie
sent out a little tribute to us and said hello, and said hello to the Dirty Dutchman and mentioned that AK had herpes. So, something that just came up, I'm just saying. Speaking of that, we have the intro music this week, Crimson and Clover.
That's
right. Because I heard a rumor. I heard a little bird tell me something, Reverend. Maybe you can help me.
What's that, sir?
I heard that AK...
He is in love, yes. Oh. Actually, this is... Well, it's taking money out of my pocket.
Really?
To be fair, yeah. Well, we had to cancel a bunch of shows because AK, I think, has found the Lord.
So it's not a new girl, because I heard he was like a kid at Christmas believing in Santa Claus, all wide-eyed and giddy and shit.
He was.
It's not over a girl?
No, I think he's renewing his faith in Kabbalah.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. You know what? He starts to tell me these things, and I just shut off because I don't care as long as he's playing guitar and singing.
But now he's not.
No, now he's not. Now he's taking money out of my pocket. You know,
so where's he going? What's he doing?
My daughter's going hungry.
Oh, poor little daughter.
He's on some sort of retreat.
Really?
Yeah, he's on some sort of like Kabbalah retreat. I don't know what the fuck they do, but I think that when he comes back, we're going to have to start calling him the rabbi.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's gone to like some kind of fucking, what's the word I'm looking for, Van Boss?
Monastery?
Like a monastery? Is that where he's gone?
What? He called it a retreat. I know it's up in like the Collingwood area, and it's like a Jewish thing anyways.
Do you know if it's a Jewish thing or like a cult thing?
Is well, Kabbalah is Jewish.
So right? He's Jewish.
That's
huh?
what I mean.
He's, like he's not Jewish. He's fucking Catholic.
So why is he gone to Jew camp?
He works on a different level, man.
Jubilee.
He's bringing it all together. That's what.
So he's what out. He does. So what does this mean for him? Visit like he's out of the Sally for now. Like there's not much.
The Sally is out right now because he's 50%. Like no one's gonna come and just watch me bang on a drum and blow a kazoo.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
I fucking so would. If you were like, listen, AK can't make it. It's just me. I'd be there with bells on, and I would forget my guitar.
You'd say.
Just to watch you get up there and be like, hey,
you guys.
Yeah, that's you are the definition of that shit. That's awesome. So AK's gone to fucking Bible camp.
Yes. Wow. He's, yeah, I think, I'll be honest, I think it's the legend...
Really?
The legend crew here that I think we pushed him over the edge. Not that we really pushed him over the edge. It was more or less the people on the street that pushed him over the edge.
What happened on the street? And wait, let me just. What's that song? That's the da 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 da. Oh, whatever. That's fine. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to put that behind us when we talk about him going to Jew camp.
Fair enough.
Oh, I didn't even connect like Jew and camp.
Oh, shit.
We are terrible goddamn people.
No, but this is in a positive light.
No, but that's not what I meant. I didn't mean Jew camp. Like,
your blonde hair is coming through now, buddy.
Oh, my God.
You are so Aryan.
You must not try to escape. Oh! I'm going to take that out.
You're going to have to take that out.
That was terrible.
5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah, fucking
5 minutes and
50
seconds. Wait.
So, yeah, but you got to cut that. That's
I'll take the joke out, but I'm leaving in Jew camp.
Oh, the Jew camp stuff's funny.
Just bleep the joke in loud sirens so that...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's...
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's
I've needed this.
He's... I don't know what... Well, actually, I think what it is that people were coming up to him and asking him if he had herpes and
no way.
Where they could get the special creams and lotions. I don't know.
What?
That's amazing.
Well, it doesn't help that when Matt Lees was playing.
Oh, that's right.
AK shows up and there's some hot girls with Matt Lees. And the first thing that Lees says to him is, hey, guys, this is AK. He's got herpes.
So the rumor is
that was a huge cock block, by the way, which is a douchebag move. You know that.
It was a beautiful douchebag move.
You know.
So the rumors started on this very podcast.
Yes.
Have ruined AK's life.
That's it. From, you know, starting out with the bullet belt right into all the herpes and whatever other jokes.
You know, you guys got a bad track record for ruining people's lives. You're at like 2-2 now.
We
can make this a profession.
Have you felt any effects of this show, Reverend?
Yes. I heard that a special somebody's opinion of you, me, and namely AK, so she probably only listened to before Van B came.
Yeah.
Has dropped dramatically. Like, she's very unimpressed.
Oh, wait.
Very unimpressed.
Wait.
AK has her pizza.
So,
AK has herpes.
It's
a beautiful app.
It's an iPhone app called The Truth.
That's killer.
So a certain someone has listened and lost respect for us?
And lost respect for us.
Okay.
Like a little respect?
Which, you know what, I think that's all right. I think we're doing our job then.
Yeah, let me just preempt that with, is it someone that I'm going to give a fuck if their opinion is dropped?
No.
Do they listen all the time or just listen once?
No, I think it's like a sporadic sort of listening, you know, just to... Maybe dig dirt up on us. I don't know.
Who is it?
You got to give us some kind
of connection,
man.
If you want, I'll blank out the name for recording purposes, but you got to tell me the name.
Well, it's...
The girl... Yeah, I knew she didn't like me.
Well, you know, I just...
I mean, I don't... I get it. So... This person.
Blank out who it is.
Yeah. So the listeners at home are kind of like, what? So a girl that we all mutually know heard the show and now has a lesser opinion of us?
Yes.
Yeah, but how high was her opinion of me anyway? I mean, last time I talked to her.
Maybe average?
Oh, last time I talked to her, she told me she always thought I was a complete asshole.
So you went from like a 3 down to a 1.
Yeah. But then you elevated yourself when you were like, I'm not really an asshole. I just never talk to you.
So you lied to her.
I was trying to be nice to her. I don't know this girl. I think we're getting too specific now. But, I mean, I didn't know her other than to be like, hey, this is whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a social fucking retard around my friends, man. You guys are my boys and I don't hang out with you people.
No, not very often.
Why do I have to talk to some fucking strangers? I mean, with no disrespect, I get it. You know, if you...
Yeah.
if you're a mutual friend, you're obviously a mutual friend. That doesn't mean I have to sit at your table, drink with you, and talk to you, does it?
No, and I don't think that really, like, in that, if you're just an acquaintance,
mm-hmm.
and you think that your opinion really matters to someone,
right,
who you're just a fucking acquaintance with,
uh-huh,
fuck off.
Yeah,
you know, get your head out of your ass and right. don't flatter yourself. You know, guess what? You don't mean shit in my day-to-day life.
Right. Just because I walk into a bar full of people I know with my headphones on and don't take them off, that doesn't mean I'm an asshole.
Fuck that.
Fucking the social contract. See, our boys at Misinfo have discussed the social contract.
Maybe we should get one printed up.
Yeah, no, I'm against the goddamn social contract. Whoa. The social contract is the one that says, oh, hey, that girl used to date Van Boss. She knows who I am. I have to go over and talk with her now. Fuck off. Not doing it. Don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was an excellent fuck you to my exes. Way to go.
Well, this is a non-specific fuck you. Yeah. That was the example.
Yeah,
it was hypothetical.
I can't use the Rabbi AK as the example if he's not here. That's so now true. You are the new example for disgusting.
Yeah. I was actually fine with it. I was saying thanks.
Okay, well, good.
This is
so,
your life. You're Dutch.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's somebody's opinion of me dropped. I'm absolutely crushed.
Yeah, someone that you don't fucking talk to anyways,
right? I might not be able to eat tomorrow. I might be too upset.
With you. You're not really friends with any of my close friends.
No, I mean... Yeah,
and now I found out that your opinion of me is dropped.
Right, you're a nice girl, you're a cute girl. When you were, you know, if you were associated with any friends of ours, I'm going to give you the absolute benefit of the doubt with everything.
That's right.
But now that if you're not associated with my friends anymore, what the fuck do I care?
Well, that's... You're dead to me.
I don't give a fuck that my drummer hates me.
Yeah, I don't think your drummer hates you. I just think...
No. Yeah. My drummer and I do not... We just rip each other constantly. Like, did you see more Facebook drama? That should be a segment we should have, is Matt's Facebook stories. Because it seems like every week I'm like, hey, guess what happened on Facebook?
Did you have a Facebook incident this
week? No, it's just a brief little funny one. So here's a brand new segment called This Week on
Facebook.
So it was Wayne Bond's birthday,
yeah,
the drummer of the Matt Lees band. And I saw everybody saying, hey, Wayne, have a great day. Hey, Wayne, here's a cookie. Happy birthday. This is more of the social contract. So I went onto his Facebook and said, fuck you, you cunt. I hope your birthday is fucking horrible.
That made me laugh loud.
Yeah, exactly.
That is pretty funny.
That's how Wayne and I talk to each other, though. And very often, his mom will jump on the Facebook and be like, you boys watch your fucking mouth. And we're always like, yes, ma'am. Like, he's like, yes, mom. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. That's fucking... And I remember once... Oh, I can't tell that story because that's kind of more personal. But I once called her by a last name that isn't her last name, let's just say. Ooh. So I tried to be all polite and was like, yes, Mrs. Bond. And then she was like... Because that's not her last name. That's all we'll say. But
okay.
It was funny that she was like, you mean this name, right? And I was like, fuck! I tried so hard to show respect and I fucked it up.
I put my foot in my mouth all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. I love it when you put your foot in your mouth.
Because all I can think to do is laugh.
It's like two toes, one cup. Hey, speaking of disgusting porn videos, why does that segue into Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith
is coming to Center in the Square to do a Q&A.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Who cares?
When?
I'll
go watch Kevin Smith.
No, we're not going to go see Kevin.
Money grubbing fucking
right, I'm
director,
with you.
Writer, piece of shit. What do I care?
Well, we're not going to go see him, and here's why. Thank you for that, Zach. That's a Zach line. I can't use it without him being like, hey! Because he'll tell you something and be like, and here's why. As if you don't know, he's going to tell you why anyway. It's funny, because Zach hates when you quote like the actual social contract of things.
So why don't we get to the point?
Listen, man. Listen. We got fucking 45 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Sorry. Why don't you chill the fuck out and let me talk?
All right. Well, speak.
I thought we were having a high
energy. You're walking around in circles.
No, I thought we were having...
Ruining Christmas.
I thought we were having a fucking high energy.
Are you just trying to fucking work Zach into the podcast?
No, I was just trying to be nice. You know what? I'll cut this whole part out.
I won't even
notice.
I think he's great.
Shut the fuck up.
I love his podcast.
So, Matt, you were talking about something.
Shut up. I have an email about my Nintendo Wii. Oh, one moment.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, but I don't want to go to jail, man. Fucking.
They can't talk over top of that.
I know. But somebody we know got a letter from Disney a cease and desist order because they downloaded an episode of Flash Forward and left it on their like uTorrent type program.
Yeah.
And they got a letter from Disney saying, yo, you uploaded this to people. Cut that shit out.
Who the fuck gives a shit about Flash Forward?
I know. That show sucked balls. I can't say it because you'll yell at me.
What?
Because I'll yell
a friend
you.
That I know. So a mutual friend of ours in the United States got a letter from Disney saying, yo, cut this shit out.
Really?
Isn't that fucked? Doesn't happen in Canada, boys. Fuck you.
Yep.
CRTC can't govern the interweb.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Fucking right.
Speaking of smoking them if you got them, fucking talk about pot smoking hippies.
Yeah, how about
that? By the way, I don't know if you can smell it, Matt, because you're sitting a little further away from the Dutchman than I am.
Right.
He kind of stinks like patchouli.
Just a little.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And did you get baked before you came over?
Not
you
today.
So why do you smell
Do you know who usually smells like patchouli?
Who?
Dirty hippies.
Right. I can't smell it because I have...
And we both know that he's way too Dutch to be a dirty hippie.
Do you smell like weed?
Not this exact second, but last night I kind of did at the end of the night.
It's like a...
It's an incense you burn to cover over the scent of the...
Right.
Yeah.
So he's been rubbing up on some patchouli-loving hippies.
So the damn Dutchman is a fucking hippie.
You could say I'm a hippie lover. I thoroughly enjoy the company of hippies.
So wait. Do you smell like it because you smoked it and tried to cover it up, or because you fucked a dirty hippie?
I didn't fuck a dirty hippie.
Wait, stop. Did you really... Tell me the truth. Did you fuck a dirty hippie?
I did not put my penis in a vagine of a dirty hippie last night.
Bumhole?
No, I think just his tongue.
No, there was,
he tongue holder.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's actually a good tongue.
You're gross, man. You are a dirty man. You disgusting things with your body.
You know who. You know who, though.
Who's what?
Who the dirty hippie was.
Well, I think I know. Is it the girl you licked at the boathouse?
No, that was a different dirty hippie. That one's got a shaved head. This one's got hair.
You are disgusting.
It's
I'm
the
just
one
saying. Like, you
night,
are...
Sorry, when we were there and you got propositioned by
birthday
that
boy
guy. Remember the girl that was making out with the foreign exchange student and some other dude?
Yeah. Oh.
Ew.
Tim. Matthew.
Tim, don't you... Oh, man. You're a nice guy.
Thank you.
You got a house of your own, man. You got nice furniture. You're not a poor man. You got a nice car. You got a nice life. Why the fuck are you fucking dirty hippies? Why don't you meet a nice girl, settle down, and relax for a little while? The fuck is wrong with you? Don't put your dick in that thing.
Let's face it.
God.
Trouble keeps me busy.
Did you fuck that girl?
No.
Don't fuck that girl,
man. I don't intend to.
I think everybody fucked that girl. Don't do it.
That's why I'm not gonna. That, and I hate condoms, so I'm not gonna put it in battery acid. But the point of the matter is that she wanted a hug, and I gave her a hug. Then she started, like, putting her tongue in my mouth, and it was good times for about 5 minutes.
No, it's not good times! Were your eyes closed?
No, because I was actually trying to not make eye contact with my friends who were in a circle around me when she kind of glomped in
my
and attacked
my
face.
My friends were in a circle around me, laughing. That's what they were doing. They were laughing
at
you.
Well, two of them were laughing. One of them was just like, what the hell did this happen?
This is a nightmare. Like, you are a disgusting individual, sir.
Yeah, you know what?
You knew this when you met.
Listen. AK's found Kabbalah.
Uh-huh.
And we found the dirtiest replacement to an AK that we could have.
It's disgusting.
I actually hope I've trumped AK by some point in this, getting to know you guys. Maybe
you
not,
know, listen,
not with the
dude, you gotta,
maybe not with the crazy shit that has happened in his previous experience, but with just the level of retard.
You know, I don't, honestly, I don't think that, I don't think anyone I know could trump AK's life so far just for
dirty,
the miraculous
ridiculous.
and the strange and the surreal things that he's found, the positions he's found himself in.
Maybe
That's what she said.
Maybe we should take a moment because I always give AK a really hard time on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think AK is a fucking great guy. I think he's a really intelligent dude, really friendly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
AK
absolutely.
Is a good, reliable, honest friend. Yep. I just mock him about the herpes thing because he fucks some dirty women. That's all. Yes. So I don't want my honesty to be mistaken for a disrespect towards the AK. I love and cherish the AK. He's just a dirty bastard. But now that he's found Jesus. Because
the good book. We'll call it the good book.
He's found something that's going to help him. You've replaced him as a dirty Dutchman, but I got to say, man, I think dirty hippie number one and number two.
I never got to see number one.
Oh, dude.
Someone it's, I know?
You'd know where to look at her. She's around all the time.
It almost trumps Bullet Belt for me personally, only from AK's standpoint, because AK dated Bullet Belt.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, AK had a romantic interest in Bullet Belt. You just tried to fuck her because you met her on the internet.
Yeah. Tried and succeed.
You also made out with...
So I may have been...
Matt can't even bring himself to talk about
like, it. Like, I'm trying to remember whether I shook your hand when you got here or not, man. Like, I'm worried. These girls are disgusting.
Well, the first one, Dirty Hippie number one, actually gets less play than you might think because she's kind of batshit crazy and may have...
And she fucked.
Oh.
Wait. 22 minutes and 49 seconds.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
Oh. She fucked that guy?
Apparently.
That is the one guy, honestly, that I can think of off the top of my head that I just need a small reason to demo.
Right.
That's it.
There's
lots of people I don't like.
There's
not that many people that I would just flip mode on for no apparent reason. He's definitely one.
He, without any names, he once told me that he was native and he could see into my soul, and that all me and Wayne Bond do is talk shit, and like just like this, you know, that angry drunk that you get.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like, "I heard you making a fucking record with fucking Bond." And I was like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "Bring some of you and you're done. I'll tell you what you did wrong." I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Really? Yeah.
Like, if that was somebody I considered a friend and somebody I looked up to musically, I'd be like, right on. Like, for example, if Paul McLeod said, "Hey, bring me your record and I'll tell you what you did wrong," I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, but
this
Paul
other
McLeod
dude, though, right,
would have much more couth than to
tell you what you
be
did
such
wrong.
A douchebag.
It's like comparing Tony the Tiger to the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz.
Was that any good?
That was all right.
All right. Thank you.
That guy can play the guitar like a motherfucker, though. That's what I've heard. I've never seen him. All I've seen him is being a fucking piece of shit. He's the one. He's the one that AK was messing with his girl.
Of course he was.
And he thought that it was me.
You told the story.
That's right. And the only reason I held back that night was because AK was like, whoa, you know. But this guy was such a douche.
Yeah.
I was going to throw him into the fucking lake.
Oh, that'd be
fun. And I would have still just waiting for that opportunity. I got no problems doing that. I'll take the charge.
Well, he seems to hate my guts, so we just need to bump into him sometime. And I'm sure he'll give you reason to fucking throw him in the lake.
Oh, I'm sure he will. All he has to do is just say the wrong thing.
Yeah. And
he just has to say the wrong thing.
He's also one of the people that has no reason to have any kind of issue with me at all, so...
No, I would grab him by that ponytail, and I would swing him into the fucking lake by his head. I'm not even joking, and I guarantee he'll go airborne pulling on his ponytail.
Could you imagine people talking about it and being like, "Did you hear fucking Rev Davies threw bleep into the fucking lake at the boathouse?" You would be a local hero.
You would actually be a big deal.
Yeah, did you hear that, Adam Vancouverden?
He's our Olympic friend.
Who is, of course, listening.
Every time. So
is Murray Foster from Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. Murray, I love you and REM. Thank you, sir.
You're such a dick.
See, I thought it would have been funnier to be like, do Home for a Rest because it's similar kind of music.
Yeah, that would have been all right.
But...
Where was that when we talked
about it? I talked to you about it beforehand, but neither of us pulled any bullshit when we met him.
No, we were both like, "I'm gonna fuck with this guy."
High five!
You won man of the match. Good job. And he's like, "Woo-hoo." He's like, "I give a fuck about Forrest Gump and Forrest Dumber." fucking interviewing me for their goddamn podcast. Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of my face.
I'm surprised none of you guys got punched.
We did get asked to leave, though.
Yes, we did. We got the boot.
Okay, guys, I think it's time to go. And then you blamed it on Tim. You were like, Tim told us we could stay as long as we wanted. Yeah.
Tim wants us to stay. Yeah, he's so does Adam Vancouverden.
Yeah, Adam Vancouverden's our boy. But, you know.
So anyway,
we had somewhere else to go. Somebody was leading us to something.
Oh, I was going to lead us to Toronto, which actually was the same place that soccer game was happening.
Yes.
And speaking of hippies with the whole patchouli and the weed and everything, for those listeners at home, we kind of had a bit of an incident regarding some really important political figures not too far from our hometown here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck are your guys' thoughts on this shit?
Well,
aside from that.
I think, well... Do you want to go first?
I'm not very intelligent with these things, so I'll just do a little one. My thing is, you stupid motherfuckers. Like, I gotta admit, I'm chubby, I'm lazy, I've never had an issue where I've been enough like, this is fuck, I'm gonna go fight this, I'm fucking angry! Other than when England lost to Germany, but what the fuck am I gonna do? So, I don't give a fuck what your problem is, I don't give a fuck why you feel you're deserved or you're allowed to do this, but you can't set cop cars on fire. You can't try to blow up buildings. You can't fucking try to start a riot with the police, you dumb motherfuckers. No matter what your point is now, no matter what your point is, you have now fucking null and voided your right to speak about it by acting like a total fucking cunt. Am I right?
Yep. That's pretty much what I was going to say. I actually would have paid to be on the police riot force. I would have loved to have bashed those fucking people's heads in with a shield and a club and been in the right for doing it.
It's funny that you say that.
Fucking cowards. Yeah. Did you see them running up and smashing small business windows?
Yeah, like you're costing regular people money now. And for what? What are you protesting?
Douchebaggery.
Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't know, anybody listening may not have heard about it. I'm sure they did, but there is a rather important political event going on in Toronto right now. And during which riots broke out. Like, fucking the end of Police Academy 1. Riots and shit. I heard rumors of looting, people setting cop cars on fire.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's in downtown Toronto, man. I've never felt unsafe in Toronto, ever.
Well, no, I don't think anyone got beat, though.
No, but it's still...
The damage count to people and the actual hospital count was rather minimal. It was relatively clean that way compared to last year and the year before's G20 summit.
Yeah, but it's you see the video of these guys on YouTube.
Oh, fuck.
They got fucking bandanas over their face, and they run up to a cowards. Starbucks and fucking put a brick through it.
That's like, actually a reference to Against Me, a great band talking about putting bricks through Starbucks windows.
Okay, well, but what the fuck are you
What's
doing?
What's the
man?
Fucking point? Hates a fucking coffee company, anyways. Get a fucking life.
Yeah, get a job. Get a life. I assure you, you're all fucking unemployed.
Oh, I hate Starbucks. They charge too much for their grande latte. Shut the fuck up and go to your neighborhood coffee shop, you piece of shit.
Political hate mail out of this.
No, we're not.
But only because, and this is where my point is coming in, that I actually want to give kudos to all the legitimate protesters, people that walked in that scenario, knowing full fucking well that you were going to get hurt, you were going to get rubber bulleted, you were going to get tear gas, and you're going to make your fucking point without a mask on. That small percentage of the pie that weren't there to be yuppie hippies kind of half fighting for a cause, they weren't there to be anarchists looking to cause shit.
What were they
stuff.
Protesting?
Yeah, what are they protesting?
A lot of them were worried about the nature of borrowing from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and loaning it to developing third world countries because of the negative impacts that can have on a country's social systems. The borrowing of
so
ridiculous amounts
of
money. Well, don't let the poor help themselves at retarded interest rates that end up bankrupting them 20 years later. That's the fight.
So the idea was to go and smash things to get your point across.
No, that's the anarchist. In every time this happens, in every year, it's like the fucking running of the bulls. Every time the G20 summit happens, no matter where it is, you get a group of people together that want to protest. Some of them are doing it because it's hip to protest. Some of them are doing it because they actually give a fuck.
It's a fucking hobby.
And some of them are there because it gives them an opportunity to break shit, to set stuff on fire, to steal, to be an absolute dick, and of course to be big and posturing about it to your bros. The only reason I wasn't there was because I had to work and I wasn't in the mood to get a rubber bullet in the fucking face. Otherwise, I would support these guys in completely.
the guys who didn't riot and cause shit.
Exactly. The guys, the legitimate protesters. Right.
But I also heard what they were protesting was, generally, the G20 is an open public summit. So if you have a public issue, you can go there and discuss it. Am I completely incorrect on
that? No, you're correct. You can try your damnedest to actually try to get the attention of world leaders. You could have tried to get the Prime Minister of China to actually sit and listen to your argument if you wanted.
Right, but this year not the case because this year was closed off.
Exactly.
Is that something else they were protesting?
Well, that pissed a lot of people off, and yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of people to talk about it.
Of course it was closed off because there's too many fucking idiots showing up. Because
that piece of the pie that keeps on causing shit every year.
It only takes one person to throw one brick.
Yeah, it gets out of here.
And any point that all those protesters were trying to make is out the fucking window.
Well, let's say, God forbid, one of these world leaders gets hurt worse, killed at a fucking riot at a goddamn convention center that I went to a comic book show at in the summer. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking ridiculous that there are morons out there that think this shit is cool. Like, a person, I know she doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter. A person at work to me today said, "Hey, you want to do an interview for your podcast? I know one of the guys who set the cop cars on fire. You want to talk to him?"
Oh, shit. I'd love to talk to that.
I was like, no, fuck him. I don't want any part of him. What a stupid fucking... Also, this person's full of shit, so she could be lying.
Well, okay. Why validate some fucking fool?
Because, like I was saying, no matter what your cause is, you defeat your own purpose by reacting like a jerk about it.
But that's just it. The guys that were... The people... I'm using guys as a general term, but the people that were there as quote-unquote anarchists with the masks on being cowards about it, they didn't have a point.
No, they just wanted to cause shit.
Exactly. So it's not even the protesters that are out there devaluing their own argument. It's the fucking meatheads.
So where the fuck the protesters couldn't stop those fucking people? There was way more protesters than there were those jackasses in black.
Yeah, but those guys are running around with rocks and
fucking... They're fucking hippies and they got no balls, man.
I get it.
Jesus
Christ. But yeah.
Dude, I saw footage on the news where it was like mothers and shit, like young women and shit. They're not going to fight these jackasses.
No, but there's enough half-assed dudes there that could.
I guess, but I wouldn't get involved. Would you? If we were protesting or something and a riot broke out and dudes started busting up something downtown here, you would try to stop them?
Well, what kind of stock do I have? Maybe here.
Like, let's say the coffee culture,
I know a lot of small business owners, and I think that if I was in the area of a small business owner that I knew...
I
would definitely take a fucking baseball bat to somebody's head.
That's different. If we were in Victoria Park for a protest and people started busting up the boathouse, I'm sure every musician in town would be there trying to defend
it. Exactly.
But if we went to a protest downtown Toronto and dudes started chucking bricks through Starbucks... Yeah. I don't think we'd get involved at all.
And like, you got to remember how many people came way the fuck out of town for this. Like, there wasn't a lot. Everybody that would have been in the Toronto core normally just living there got the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that lives on Havelock Street, right in the downtown fucking core. He took off to Montreal for 5 days. He didn't want to be anywhere near this shit.
Yeah, I heard that people, businesses in downtown Toronto were giving their employees the day off with pay and asking them not to come in because they were so afraid of what was going to happen.
Yeah, but those same people should have been standing outside their fucking business with pellet guns and baseball
yeah,
bats.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, dude.
Shoot people in the face. No. They're not going to fuck your windows up.
No way. If I work part-time at a boutique and a riot breaks out, I'm fucking leaving. I don't give a fuck. That's not my life. If I'm the owner of the place, I'm going to stand out front and be like, you try to burn down my business.
Exactly.
But if I just work there, no, I'm out.
I wouldn't expect it from everyone, but I would, I think.
No.
It would just give me a reason to be violent, though, too.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You're like a tackleberry in that. You want to be violent.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to one of my friends.
Yeah, but I want to be violent on the right.
Right, exactly.
Righteously violent.
Yeah, righteously violent, which leads me to my buddy who I sat next to at graduation, because his last name is Leonard and I'm Lee's, so we sat next to each other. He is now a cop in downtown Toronto.
Okay.
And his post on Facebook this week was like, yeah, you want to fuck with my city? Bring it on! Because he loves it. He wants to get out there and bat some heads.
Damn right.
Good on him.
So, good for him, right? But these stupid... They are the prime example of the few make it bad for everybody, right? There's probably a nicer or fancier way to say that.
But basically, yeah, you've got maybe 70% of that pie that was there that actually gave a fuck. 20% that were there to be hipsters and be all popular about it, doing the YouTube video stuff. Haha, look at that, the cop broke my camera shit. And then 10% of them just looking to be assholes.
Yeah.
It's a minority rule, right?
I've got a perfect story for this that from when I was my high school days, right around the time that Mike Harris was fucking up the school system.
Yeah.
Teachers went and worked to rural. Do you remember all those
times?
The
teachers that fucked up the school
system. Right, you're right. I may have misspoke there.
I'm sorry.
No, but I sounded like I had a definitive opinion of that, but I really don't. So stuff around the time that people were blaming Mike Harris, teachers were blaming Mike Harris, but it was teachers, whatever, right? Yeah. It was a really touchy scenario for like basketball teams and whatever. Mm-hmm. My friend and I ran the radio station at our high school. The teacher was like, I got to take a step back for a while, so you guys just run it. So we hosted all the dances. We DJed the prom. We ran. People knew of our people knew of us anyway, okay? So every time there's a public event at the school, we were involved. Yeah. So this is the day that a whole bunch of students decided to stage a walkout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I have no idea because I think I've mentioned on the show before, I don't follow politics at all. Like, I'm not educated enough on it, and I don't have enough desire to learn enough about it, so I just kind of stay out of it. You know what I mean? I'm going to make myself sound stupid if I try to say I choose this party over this party because I have no fucking idea. Okay. You know what? If I can continue to live my life to the luxuries that I've become comfortable with, I don't give a fuck who's in power.
Do you
as
vote?
Long as no, not but I'm not a citizen, so I can't vote.
Oh, okay.
But sure. I mean, even aside from that, as long as they're not trying to like fucking enslave people and take away my rights as a human, you know, I don't give a fuck who's in power. So anyway, during high school, all these students start walking out, and my buddy and I, who like I said, hosted all the public events, so everybody knows of us, get called to the principal's office. And outside of our school, there's all these hundreds of students just standing there protesting. And I'm sure most of them don't know what they're protesting.
No.
Principal's been out a few times to be like, guys, get out of here. Please leave us. Just go. If you're going to protest, you have to leave school property.
Yep.
They're all just like, fuck you. They're not listening to him. So he calls me and my buddy into the office and says, listen, I have a feeling these guys will listen to you, so can you go get them out of here? And I was like, okay. He's like, don't get involved. Just get them out of here. So we go out to the front. Everybody knows of us, so we're like, yo, guys, go to City Hall. If you want to protest, go to City Hall. And somebody's like, I don't know how to get there. So my buddy's like, I'll fucking show you. So we march to City Hall, not realizing we are now leading a march of a walkout of our school, right?
That is incredible.
But the principal told us to, right? She was like, take these guys to fucking City Hall. So he's like, I'll show you. Before we know it, we're on that stage at City Hall with hundreds of students. I've called my buddy who works for Sherwood Music. He's bringing us a PA and microphones. We got students chanting. We're on the news and shit. And I have no fucking idea what the fuck is going on. Like, the news is interviewing us. We have a mic. We're talking to these hundreds of people. And I have no idea what the fuck
were you talking to?
Yeah, my buddy.
What the fuck were you saying?
My buddy knew
what was going on.
I was more doing the shit like, hey guys, we're not allowed to that portion of City Hall, so come back down here.
You're crowd control.
Yeah, my buddy was running everything else, but it was the fact that everybody knew us that they were all just following us like sheep. We're on the news and shit, and I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. But they interviewed my buddy. They interviewed some other students that were actually serious about it.
Yep.
And they interviewed one girl that said, I just want my rights as a student, and I can't have them because Mike Harris is being a retard. And that's the clip they put on the news.
Of course.
Of the entire day. They showed people chanting. They showed clips of us on stage. The only direct quote was because Mike Harris, the premier at the time, is being a retard. And that is the prime example of the stupidity of a few ruin it for everybody. And it's perfectly clear that that person wanted to portray that angle of the story.
Whoever
it was, right? Like,
the media, right?
Wow.
Like, not for nothing, but even editing this podcast and editing the one for the PWA Wrestling Corporate, like, foundation that I'm doing for, I can re-edit this shit and make you guys sound any way that I want. Like, there are things we say within this hour.
I think you do, actually.
I do, exactly.
I think you make me sound like an asshole.
Right, but I'm not a legit...
Yeah, he makes you sound like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not a legitimate news company, motherfucker. Like, that's bad news, right? Like, you're going to put it on the news and you're only going to show half of the story?
Yep, that's what they did.
But I'll never forget, I called my buddy at Sherwood and was like, hey, I need some fucking gear. And he's like, what do you need? And I'm like, speakers, mics, I need an amp. He's like,
hook me up, I'm
at City Hall. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, leading the protest. And he's like, what's the protest? And I'm like, no idea. So, like, we're just up there. And I swear to God, man, the fact that I didn't make a dick out of myself by saying something stupid...
Well done.
Wow. But I'll just... Wow, what a day that was. But, yeah, again, I watched the news
that night.
Awesome. All they show is, because Mike Harris is a retard!
Yep. Oh, and that's what it all came down
to.
Yeah,
I was so embarrassed.
Did they at least put your mug on the news?
No! You had us... Oh. You would have a shot at the crowd with us on that... You know that stage there in front of City Hall by the ice rink?
Yep.
Us up there being like... But then they cut to, Mike Harris is a retard.
That's funny. I've been on national news like 5 times.
I saw you on America's Most Wanted.
I wish.
If you see this man, Call me immediately.
I always find a way to sneak on onto the news.
Yeah, you're creepy. I was on the cover of the Record last week.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Did you see the picture of the Rogers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You told me about it.
The Rogers building got evacuated during the earthquake. Yeah, and then there's a picture of the back of my head. And even that looks fat. But, dude, seriously, we've had earthquake. How many tornado warnings have we had in the last little while? Quite a few, eh?
I haven't been listening to the news.
I only follow it because it's a chance to get out of work if there's a tornado warning or whatever.
Oh, really?
But there's been a couple tornado warnings lately. We've had rioting breakout in TO.
Yeah.
We've had a fucking earthquake.
It was a full moon the last couple days.
Like, what do you call that? I'm not a, wow, brain dead.
Apocalyptic sort of.
Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything. Yeah. I don't believe that the world's going to end. But fuck me, man. Like, earthquakes, riots, like, it's crazy right now.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I guess maybe it's just because I'm like socially inept and I'm a fucking negative person, but the end of the world doesn't sound like the end of the world to me. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like the worst thing. Oh, the world's gonna end? Cool. It sounds like it would be a good party for a while.
Who knows? You know what? Do you think that they would even tell us if like an asteroid was gonna hit us?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I think
they'd just be like, oh shit!
They'd probably send out like assassins to take care of the people that did know.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather not know though?
Oh, I don't fucking want to know that shit.
Like in 1 week the world will end.
Guess what, guys? 24 hours.
No.
Good night.
I'd much rather just look up in the sky and be like, what the? And then it's over.
Yeah.
I would not want to know I'm going to die.
Exactly.
Because I'd probably start killing people.
Yeah, you'd start fixing all the things that you've, you know, slacked off on, right?
I'd like to go into work and kick people in the nuts.
But wouldn't it be funny if the asteroid didn't hit?
Yeah, because then I'd be fucked. That'd be my luck, right? I'd be like, my bad luck inadvertently saved the world because karma had to get me more than it had to destroy the world.
That's why I don't do bad things on purpose.
Don't do bad things on purpose.
No,
that's fair. You're just an accidental asshole.
Yeah.
Right on.
Listen. Like I don't leave the house going, you know what, tonight I think I'm going to punch somebody in the head. Because every time I do something, every time I've ever done anything premeditated, I've suffered the worst consequences.
Okay, now you're going to have to at least give me a vague example of that.
A vague example? If I was to drink and drive knowing that I was drunk,
okay, yeah,
I would get pulled over.
Absolutely. Just because that's your luck. That's the way it goes.
I just always got caught.
And that's why you got yourself a breathalyzer.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly.
For the people at home that don't know this, you can actually buy your own fucking breathalyzer and save yourself a world of trouble.
Yeah, just check it out. Drive when you're ready.
Exactly. All right.
But I think that I don't think most people would go buy it.
No?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I go buy it because it's business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that most people would go buy it.
No, you wouldn't call that the standard?
No, I think that if you buy yourself a breathalyzer because you know that you're drinking too much, and then you find out, oh, fuck, I'm way under. I'm way over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those guys that are inclined to drive drunk would drive drunk regardless.
There's something to be said about the propensity of an asshole's nature.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt just got back.
I had to pee.
Hey, you know what we were talking about the other day that I wanted to bring up?
Uh-oh. Are you upset at me?
No, not you.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember we were standing outside of the Matt Cave, version 2?
2.0.
And it was definitely after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it from
let it all hang down.
The smoke pit down, on ground level, ground zero, we'll call it.
Yeah.
The douchebag in the smoking pit.
Oh yeah.
Pushing a fucking baby carriage.
Yeah. What?
I don't know if it's the full moon season, the summer or something, but I have seen a ton of horrible parents lately.
Yeah.
In public. It just people that you really want to
smack
and take
the
baby.
You want to call children's services or something.
Yeah. So what happened was from the Matt Cave balcony, we can actually see a local shelter that's in the area. We can kind of make out. We can sort of make them out from where we are.
I could recognize them if I saw them on the street.
Yeah, but I was trying to not give away the location of how close we actually are.
Oh, so. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, fuck.
That's just because I got eagle eyes.
Yeah, eagle eye. But essentially, it's like, I think it was more like 1 in the morning, because you didn't even come over till late that week.
Yeah.
So I think it's more like 1:15 a.m., and there's a person out there with a cigarette in their mouth and a baby in a carriage.
And in the smoking area.
Yeah, though. Just standing there with a cigarette and shaking the carriage with the other hand.
Yeah, keeping the baby sleeping while everyone around is smoking. I was just
fucking
watching
disgusting.
That sort of shit yeah. drives me insane. And I'm a smoker. I don't smoke around kids and
right.
You know, my daughter, I was in the hospital all day today because of her lungs.
Right.
You know, there's no way I'm going anywhere near her with a fucking smoke.
I get it. Because you're a normal functioning human being, that computes to you.
Yeah.
There was a lady I think I mentioned to you that night at my work who was like ready to pop pregnant. And I would see her going on break all the time to smoke. Yeah.
Not cool. Yeah. Not cool.
Like, I have to. I can't explain the amount of like disrespect and contempt I feel for somebody who is a pregnant woman with a cigarette in her mouth.
You want
to
spit on her?
Like, it honestly makes me disgusted. You're so right. Yeah. And what business do I have of that? Well, I don't smoke. I don't care. I can't carry a baby. Why isn't my any of my business? But it fucking disgusts me.
And the worst part is that it's not even. It's not even what they're doing to that kid in a way. It's just such proof that that kid is ruined before it even comes out.
Doesn't even get a fair chance.
And that kid that we saw, you know, with everyone smoking around it, that kid is fucking ruined. And not because of the cigarettes.
No.
Because it's being raised by fucking retards.
Yeah, it's...
Jesus.
There should be an entrance exam to raise kids, you know what I mean? Like...
Or there should at least be somebody going around vigilante style getting rid of the bad parents.
That maybe this is your superhero call to arms, Rev.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your job to murder poor parents.
Maybe steal from the rich and give to the poor sort of thing. Like steal from the idiots and give to the righteous. Yeah,
but who gets the kids? So are you going to like find abortion? Like abortion was the wrong word. Adoption families that are waiting to adopt children. And then you would like steal the kid from some fucking stupid mom and give it to...
Oh, I'll just, yeah, I'll put it in a basket. Like,
isn't it? We can build you a costume and shit.
Oh, that'd be fucking great. But but then I'm going to be called the baby snatcher.
The cradle robber?
Yeah. No one's going to respect that superhero.
No, but you'd be like, I'm like Robin Hood.
Saving this child's life.
Your line would be, I'm like Robin Hood, only with children. And you'd have like the little mask on like Zorro and shit. You'd make your I'm going to take a dumb face. That you always make.
I think be good to your children.
I think you could be a mean superhero.
Oh fuck! I was standing outside on my porch with my wife the other night, and we watched. I don't know where, but we watched one woman walking, pushing a baby carriage.
Mm-hmm.
This is the funniest. She had a chair, like a lawn chair sort of thing. I think it was like white plastic. Couldn't tell. It might have been like a thin metal.
Okay.
Over top of the baby carriage, pushing it, right? So she had the kind of hood sort of thing down over,
right?
You know, shielding the kid, and then this chair leaning on top. And then there was another woman carrying the same kind of chair. And then there was another woman carrying the exact same kind of chair. And then there was a child. And I mean a child. And this is, again, after fucking midnight.
Mm-hmm. We gonna let it all hang out.
Carrying... A chair, and this kid was little. She, maybe 9.
Wow.
9 years old. The mom is at least 30 feet fucking ahead of her.
Right.
The mom crosses on a green light. She's so far ahead of her kid. She's not looking back. The light turns red. So the kid, as she's walking, is yelling, Mommy, Mommy, what should I do? Wait! Wait!
Oh, fuck me.
The mom fucking says... Nobody's coming. Just walk through the red light.
That is...
At a busy fucking intersection.
Terrible.
I'm fucking believe... these fucking people. I'm like, man, that girl... Mommy doesn't love you.
I think this kind of all comes back to the fact that kids these days are fucking too much and not knowing to put a rubber on, so you're getting pregnant at 17.
Now, are you a part of the problem or are you a part of the solution?
He just said he doesn't like wearing condoms.
I know.
But, speaking of people that shouldn't be around children, have you guys seen this video yet?
Disturbing video of this woman and alleged local teacher beating this 13-year-old child. It's really hard to watch. It's hard to believe. capture by a student's cell phone.
What the fuck?
You've likely never seen any classroom footage like this.
What? Is she hit?
I'm horrified. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe that something like that would happen to my child.
Alicia Johnson says this is video of a physical education teacher brutally beating her son at school in a classroom here at Jamie's House Charter School.
Fight back, kid!
The attack goes on for nearly a minute. Isaiah Johnson says it felt much longer.
I was on the wall like this, trying to get away from him, and she started hitting me and banging my head to the wall and kicking me.
He's had a knot on his head for a week, and I asked him last night, did he still have the knot on his head? He said it's a knot there still, and it's about ready, it's been a week. He had a black eye, bruises on his cheek.
Other children in the class were watching, videotaping the attack. You can hear some even laughing. It happened just after tax testing 2 weeks ago.
So, anyway, what the fuck, man?
Can you describe that for those at home that didn't necessarily?
Basically, Basically, a teacher picks on a 13-year-old kid and beats the piss out of him.
We should maybe do.
No, I want to play. I want to have that played on there.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I think people should hear that. Because I mean, we were talking about bad parenting and being around kids when you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yo, this chick beat the fuck out of that kid.
And she's a teacher,
phys ed teacher, beating the hell out of a 13-year-old fucking student.
I mean. I'm the biggest cynic in the world, right? So let's assume this kid's a bastard, right?
Like, oh, yeah. He must have pissed her off.
This teacher's just had enough and decided to give this kid a whipping. But holy shit. Like, she got fired and everything, obviously. Yeah. But
like, the kid was in the fucking fetal position for almost the entire video.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't
over a minute.
He wasn't standing there swinging punches at the fucking teacher. He was in the corner cowering.
In which case, if he's swinging at you, hit him.
Yeah.
But she beat the shit out of this kid.
Wow. She was throwing haymakers at him.
Like, she wasn't even just, like, getting him off of her. She was, like, full-out Mike Tyson swinging on this kid.
Man alive. Where was that? That was in the South.
Houston, right? It said.
Yeah. But even then, it doesn't matter how far fucking south you got to go for that.
If I was that kid's parent, I would probably have to be dragged off of the teacher.
I would go to town.
Like,
I wouldn't care. You know what? Like, I don't care if it's man-on-woman violence. Because
that was adult that was on woman, child.
Well, that was woman adult on fucking male child.
So, yeah, whoop it.
I would fucking go to I would go to jail for that. Yeah, there's no doubt.
I believe you saying that. You would fuck
there's
someone
no
up.
There's no doubt I would go to jail for that. I don't That's even just, think I'd hit her with my fists.
It makes you...
Can you club her to death with your dick?
She wishes.
Wasn't very nice. The old mushroom
No, tip. But... what is this world coming to, guys?
Oh, fuck. Remember back in the day when, you know, the nuns would rap on your hand with a ruler if you were being out of line.
Right.
For fuck's sake.
Or my grandma would backhand my uncles for running their mouths. But now that is fucking insane.
I had a ruler, a meter stick, smacked over all my knuckles at the same time.
Yeah, but you were probably a bastard when you were
kid. No. When I was little, I just giggled. Hey, somebody looks... Away, ready to party.
It's been a productive episode. We've discussed poor parenting,
politics,
a poor use
beating
of
children,
a poor use of your opinion in things like protests, etc. We've had a very well-spoken, educated episode.
We're trying to elevate.
Yeah, and we've only minimally talked about herpes.
But it took maybe 15 minutes.
But she knows AK. Maybe we can tell her this story. Give her the mic. Give her the mic for a second. So, have you heard what's happened to AK?
No.
Let's just say AK's gone.
Yeah.
AK's not around right
like
now.
Dead?
He's, no.
Or in Alberta.
He's left in Alberta.
Is there a difference?
I think he's up in the Collingwood area at... a retreat, a religious retreat.
Really?
He's working on becoming a rabbi.
Matt actually called it a Jew camp earlier.
But by accident. I didn't mean like concentrate. I meant like pay attention.
Frozen from concentrate.
But so it's because people started coming up to him on the street and being like, dude, aren't you that guy with herpes?
Yeah. It was
Millsy's
event, or was it Millsy's where you were playing, where you came up and you're like,
this guy,
hey everybody, Andy's got herpes.
So apparently word's getting around, and it is the second life we've ruined. with this podcast.
Yeah.
Or saved.
Or saved.
Well, in this
exactly.
case, absolutely. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's just like the army. You got to break them down before you build them back up again.
So, didn't you work at...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, I guess he just took some vacation time for that. He's not going to lose his job. Oh, okay. We're going to lose some money because of shows and stuff.
Yeah, because he's going to rabbi school.
Yeah, da, Kabbalah. Da, 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 da. I don't know why you're song? Singing that no. song for the Kabbalah, yeah. for well, the Jewish stuff.
That's the Jewish song. Right.
But it's anytime, better on an accordion.
Anytime you see a comedy where they refer to a Jew, you always hear that song. I'm telling you, I'm going to look it up. Oy vey. It's either that or the Godfather theme. Barbara Streisand on the phone. I hate Barbara Streisand.
Why? Because she was good in Meet the Fockers.
I hate her.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
She was actually kind of sexy in Meet the Fockers.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
She's a sex therapist in that.
He has poor taste in women? Actors and actresses.
Okay. I wasn't
oh,
sure where
you...
Oh, I wasn't sure where you're going. She's pointing
you
at me like...
You finished the sentence.
He has poor taste. He has poor taste in... No, you know what it is? It's because every time I see a woman on TV, I fucking hate her. You should... Kick me out.
Yeah, I should.
This is the Matt Cave.
Get the hell out.
Yeah. Can I sleep on your couch?
Get out of my house.
Oh, man.
You're going to go all crazy white girl on him?
Yeah.
I think what she... Hey, you knocked over... You knocked over Fatty from... Oh.
Poor Chub Chub.
Was that from the Goonies?
Yeah, do the truffle shuffle. That's what that is.
I started watching... I started watching the Goonies. I remember the truffle shuffle now.
Poor taste in actors / actresses.
Right.
You also hate Richard Gere.
Fuck Richard Gere! He's on my list of people I could kill if I could get away with it.
Really?
Yeah, because I fucking hate him. I just hate him.
Why? I think he's just kind of like a...
No, no. He makes shitty movies. He's blinky.
He's no worse than Nick Cage for the shitty movies.
Hey, you watch your mouth about Nick Cage. All right?
Hey, Nick Cage is dead to me.
Whatever,
what do you
Matt.
Mean Nick Cage
Matt.
Is dead
After
to
I
you?
Watched Wicker Man... Or even Ghost Rider?
Yeah, but yeah, but those are all shit. One. Talk right into it like this.
I don't like to.
It's okay.
The worst one is the one we just watched, where he fucked that girl in the car.
Oh, it was terrible. A remake of Bad Lieutenant.
Yes.
Have you seen Lieutenant? Is Harvey Keitel, right? Yeah. The remake has Nicolas Cage, and I heard an interview with the director that said it was supposed to be a dark comedy.
But we turned it off. I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. It's just garbage.
Like, it's basically he turns into a coke addict and starts, you know, it's the story about the cop who's actually the bad guy, right? But he meets up with this young couple who are smoking crack or coke or whatever and essentially rapes the girl in front of her boyfriend so that they won't press charges. And that kind of thing, like, I'm not interested in that kind of storyline, and it makes Tara very uncomfortable. So we ended up turning it off. But it was one of those, it made you look away from the screen and you're like, oh.
Like, what? It was a 5-minute scene, and we're both looking at each other like, why are we watching this?
Like,
it's
supposed to be a dark comedy?
Like, yeah. When I heard that review saying it's supposed to be a comedy, I was, like, I called her immediately and was shocked that it was supposed to be funny.
He was, he was like, oh, you like it when I talk dirty? Did your parents used to beat you as a child?
Yeah.
Is that why you like having sex with me now? It wasn't funny.
When you... No, but he's like, when you were a little girl, did you think your daddy would know you'd go out without panties on? Like, it was just uncomfortable.
It was
like,
so, yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
And so we turned it off and watched probably Taxi, because Judd Hirsch never leads me wrong. But it was a very disturbing movie. But I love Nicolas Cage. He's done enough good movies that I forgive him.
No.
Con Air?
He's out.
Con Air
was crap.
Oh, what? No. The only good movie, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Really? I
like
say
that movie.
Face Off?
The Rock?
And Leaving Las Vegas.
The Rock?
The Rock?
Fuck
the Rock
you, sir.
Okay.
The Rock is awesome.
It's all right. But it's not because of Nick Cage that it's awesome.
But you got to give him credit that it's a badass movie that he's in.
He's a bad actor.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's not a great actor, but
he's made some awesome
movies.
Like, you know what I think?
He's one of those actors where you're like, what? Like, I could do that.
He will do.
And I can make millions of dollars, and I can talk like this and do the same role every single day.
He's the perfect example of an actor that will do absolutely anything.
Well, the problem most of the time, too, is that he's the lead character. Mm.
Yeah.
He's not good enough to carry a fucking movie. Yeah.
Okay,
he's like Kevin Costner.
The weatherman.
Oh, wait.
He's as good as Kevin Costner.
Hey, yeah, I fucking love Kevin Costner. Fuck you, sir. Feel the Dreams and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? For shame, it's Reverend.
Kevin Costner, man.
No, Kevin Costner is a mean motherfucker.
Kevin Costner can't hold a movie either. They're both bad actors.
Hey, he held Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves pretty goddamn good.
Well.
Hey, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Kevin Costner's awesome. We're talking pre-Tin Cup Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner's a bad
Water
motherfucker.
World, the Mailman, come on.
Tin Cup.
Put it this way, I don't know who he is.
He did the. He's the dude in. No, we started Kevin watching Field of Dreams.
Kevin. Well, yeah, I know the name, but I don't know who.
He was also in The Bodyguard. I'm your exactly. private dancer.
I like
dancer
to say,
for mommy.
That was my favorite CD when I was little.
Okay, so then you then
we always made dances to number 5.
That's Whitney Houston that you're singing.
I know.
Yeah, it was like some
The Bodyguard.
I don't know, like a midnight dancing. No, or something.
Tina Turner is what you were singing.
No, but
Whitney Houston it was in The Bodyguard. But,
she sings Private Dancer though, right?
No.
Oh well, fuck you. I love Kevin Costner and Richard Gere is a fag.
They're all in the same level.
No, they're don't you dare put Absolutely. Kevin Costner, Nick Cage, and Richard Queer Gere on the same level. You can't do that.
They're all in the same.
No, they're not.
They're all. No. They're all.
Nope.
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 Yeah.
Nope.
That's the way it is, Matt.
Nope.
You can keep saying that, nope. But it's not going to become true.
Nope.
If you just keep saying
listeners
it.
Listeners should vote.
But let's vote for. Okay. Fine. Listeners, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. If you had to pick just one of the following three actors moving forward, and you have to become loyal to them, you can only watch their movies out of the three, would it be Nick Cage, Richard Gere, or the other guy we just talked about?
Kevin well, nobody's going to pick Richard Gere because he does all girly movies, but my vote's for him. My hand is up right
Richard
now.
So the chicks dig him.
Chicks dig
Richard
Gere.
Is that why you
Gere.
Hate him?
No, yes. I just, listen, yes. I gotta just yeah, say.
Yeah,
because
he's thinner than you?
No, you know. Well, that's not hard to do there, fucker, but.
Oh, I know I'm not.
It's every time I see that guy, though. He makes me angry.
Richard Gere?
Every time I see him on screen, he makes me angry. And my first reaction is to scream, fuck Richard Gere.
He's done some movies where he was the bad guy, and he's pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Name one. Mm-hmm. Name one.
I know the one where he's a cop. And he's the bad guy.
There's the new one, the brand new movie that's out.
I have no idea.
We have, there's one, there's a new one like Brooklyn.
That is a Richard Gere movie.
Brooklyn's Finest, I think, is his newest one.
Yeah.
Which we have a legally acquired version of. But we haven't watched it yet. We stopped.
He's in that weird one where he meets, is it his wife is fucking someone else?
Oh, Indecent Proposal. No, that's
Meg.
No. That's
it's
Demi Moore.
I know exactly which one that is.
Yeah.
I can hear him trying to. Diane Lane is the other character.
Yeah. And it's like.
Diane Lane is the MILF in it.
Yeah, the title is like Indecent
she
or.
She meets him at a bookstore or something, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
guy
yeah,
that
yeah.
she's.
Yeah, yeah. The title is like Dishonorable or Unfaithful.
Unfaithful, that's
unfaithful.
The name of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking
There's
out.
Some hot love scenes in that, though.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I hate
Diane
Richard Gere.
Diane Lane is smoking.
Really?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
so ugly.
No, not like that. She's not.
It's like the sex scene in Casino, right? Where fucking, what's his name in Casino? The small guy. He got blasted in the back of the head in Goodfellas. Joe Pesci. Guess the fuck the girl from...
Like the guy from Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we. Don't worry, Mom. I'll get him for you. He gets to have sex with the girl from Basic Instinct.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, and it looks like one of the Oompa Loompas got to fuck the Wicked Witch of the West. Because he's all just like this little tiny dude fucking this like 6'7" model.
I don't remember that.
No, I've never seen it either. I've just always been waiting to steal that joke. I've never seen Casino.
You've never seen Casino?
No. Oh wait, this reminds me. No, you're going to be ashamed of me here. I have
somebody did that to me once.
Stuck a pen in your throat?
Yes, in the throat.
Are you,
what?
But
when I no, I was when I was in grade 7, mm-hmm. I used to have to watch the mentally walk the mentally challenged person back to his classroom every day.
And you stuck a pen in your neck?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Oh
he was
God.
Huge, right? Like he's this huge bald
and
guy.
And they got freakish strength.
Exactly.
Retard strength.
No.
Aww.
That's not Matt, my term. Matt,
that's not a nice thing to say.
It's not.
Not my term.
It's not. Yeah.
They're strikingly strong.
You said it.
So
you insensitive bastard.
I was literally like 85 pounds, like so skinny. Like still wearing it, was still wearing Northern Getaway clothing. Okay.
Northern Getaway clothing.
Yeah. Do you remember when the matching like Spice Mice T-shirts and like pink jogging pants?
I don't know.
It always had nature scenes on the.
Was it like a screen print of like a wolf? You know, with the moon behind it. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the matching tracksuit,
like Napoleon Dynamite kind of clothes.
Oh, absolutely.
And he stuck a pen in your neck.
Yeah, so anyways, walking him back, and I don't know, he was sort of shoving me a little, and I was just like, okay, like, haha, that's funny, like, let's keep walking. And then we had a brick wall on the inside of our
school,
right? And so the classrooms all got let out as I'm walking him, and I guess he, like, freaked out because of all these people. So he took me and lifted me up by my neck. Like, my feet were not on the ground anymore.
Retard strength.
All these people start going around him in a circle. He shoves me against a brick wall, takes his pen out of his pocket, and jams it into my neck.
Oh, my God.
Like, hardcore. Like, it was stuck in my neck, just in there. And, like, I'm yelling, and no one's helping. Everybody's just standing there watching this guy try
stab
to kill
you
me.
Stab with the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
I picture, like, the Stephen King version of Forrest Gump. And he's like, why don't you let me tell her? I love you. I could be a good husband. He's trying to murder her because she broke his heart and
that's,
shit.
That's Matt's bedside.
Would you like to go? Would you like to go to prom with me? And she's like, no. And he's like, I'm going to kill you.
How are you even alive?
I don't know. I guess it was like right.
Did somebody like pull him off? You must have went to the hospital and all that.
No, like I went to the office and it was like stuck in there, but he didn't hit a vein. So there was just like a hole there for a little while.
So they didn't even send you to the hospital or anything?
No.
Just the school nurse?
And the guy
was like,
didn't even get in trouble.
See, that's bullshit.
They were just like, he doesn't understand. And I'm like, okay, he doesn't understand, but
doesn't mean you can't strap him to the electric chair after you chop somebody into
him,
a child.
You gotta teach
pieces.
Him not to stab the people.
Right.
Yeah.
Supposed to walk him so that he can learn how to make microwavable popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. No stabbing, Stabby.
You know what works for my cat is I've got a water bottle.
Squirt her. Oh.
She's got it on her belt. She's his reading buddy. She's like, no! Stop it!
I've actually thought about using that method on my daughter.
Oh, dude. See, that makes... That's mean.
That's close to bad parenting.
Yeah, that's close to bad parenting. And it's...
I used it on the dog and it worked great.
Yeah, but it's worse.
Yeah,
it's
not the same. It's so demeaning.
It's probably funny for the listeners, but for any of us that have seen your beautiful young daughter, it just makes you sound like a jerk. She doesn't deserve that treatment.
I wouldn't do it.
She's got enough problems with her dad being in Sally Chancer and all the rumors she's going to have
not
to grow
anymore.
Up to listening. That's right, Sally Chancer. Wait.
Ooh.
Rest in peace, Sally Chancer.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll be
sorry.
Back.
Yeah, because of the rabbi.
As long as we don't have to switch to Christian music, I'll be happy.
You wouldn't know the difference anyway. You don't learn the words.
Oh, but I holler stuff in the back. I'm not...
You're right.
That's me.
That's so awesome. You're my favorite. I'm your number one fan.
I don't know if I believe you, man.
Yeah, you're being kind of a dick.
Oh, ouch. Burn. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. It's been real, y'all.
Wait, does your dad still listen to this?
Yes.
Yeah,
he does. And he says that... He says
I'm so sorry.
I said the F word so many times.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah, but you're on Legend in my spare time. It's to be expected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You read the memo.
No.
I think Tara should do the retard scream at the end. Legend in my spare time.
She should have got her friend in reading class to do it. What was his name? Just first name. What's his name? Okay, let's call
like
him
Bradley or something.
They all love WWF wrestling.
That's true, they do. Actually, mentioning my dad, it's funny because my dad used to be like, these people are just selling to their retards.
You know?
He'd be like, it's a person with a lower intellect that's interested in wrestling.
Your dad would be right.
But my dad also thinks that you're an asshole.
That's all right.
He's like, that reverend guy's full of shit.
You know what? He'd probably be right.
Yeah, he constantly refers to you as a redneck. He's just like, the reverend is the perfect example of a redneck. He likes his beer, his violence.
That's not how he talks. Say it again.
Well, I don't know. I'm not doing any accents.
Do it. Do it.
Anytime I do accents, they come out racist.
Do it.
So.
Yeah, it can be racist.
No, there will be
They're
no.
White.
You grew up with that shit.
There will be no English accent. Legend in my podcast at gmail.com. We would like to know.
Hello, I'm from England.
I'm peony urinal.
I use aluminium foil.
Ollie is going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Oh, Ollie.
Hey, Ollie, it's funny.
You'd have to put on some pants to get over here. Hey. He's not going to go anywhere.
That reminds me. I heard an episode of Misinfo where, or of the Ben and Ollie show, where Ben, I think, was talking about getting a dog, and Ollie was like, name him Ollie. Please, name him Ollie.
Done.
And I was going to remind him that you named your dog Ollie.
That is my dog's name.
So, Ollie, you wow. and Rev's dog have some things in common. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Ben, name him Ollie.
Yeah, Ben, you're
it's a great
fag.
Dog name.
How do you feel about Ben?
Ben?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to get sucked into your little hate Ben trap. Because you know what? I think Ben's a pretty decent co-host.
This is the Reverend. Ben's a fag.
Thank you for being honest, Reverend. So this is... So for the email, we want to know Kevin Costner, Nick Cage, or...
Richard Gere. Pick Richard Gere.
So which one of those? You can only watch one. For the rest of your life, you can only watch their movie, one person's movies. If they do a collabo movie, I'll let you watch that one too.
Who would you pick?
See, I was going to say Nick motherfucking Cage, but he made some shit. But he's also in Kick-Ass.
He's in Kick-Ass?
Yeah, but then he's awesome in Kick-Ass too. He's the father of an 11-year-old girl who drops the C-bomb.
Kick-Ass 2 already? They just came out with the first one.
No, Kick-Ass as well.
Wrecked him!
Damn near killed him!
Cue the poor joke. You dumb fuck. But he's also doing The Sorcerer's Apprentice or whatever, which looks like shit.
We did those National Treasure ones.
National Treasure was badass. I gotta pick Nick Cage. If I can only have one of those dudes, it's Nick Cage. What about you? Richard Gere, you know, Nick Cage, or Kevin Costner?
That's like a short list. So yeah, you know, as much as I know Richard Gere's done some badass stuff.
Yeah, but it's true.
I have to cut him. You know, Costner and Cage, I don't know. You know,
Waterworld?
The problem is they're both fucking egomaniacs. Wicker Man? Give me a fucking break.
Wicker Man was terrible.
Horrible.
But what about Trapped in Paradise? Did you see Trapped in Paradise?
No.
Filmed in Cambridge, Ontario? Okay. Not Cambridge. It was filmed in... Where's the...
Galt?
No, one of the nice areas. They've got all the fancy old stone bridges going over the water. It's not Cambridge, but it's...
Paris?
Maybe it's Paris. Whatever. It was filmed there. And it's about three brothers that are... Don't cut me off, motherfucker.
Sorry.
It's about three brothers that are bad criminals, essentially. It's him, Dana Carvey, and I want to say... what's his name? Subway! Eat fresh! What's that fact?
Jared?
No, the fact... The yeah. guy in the commercials. The comedian.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Pee-wee Herman? That Gilbert Godfrey?
Is that the
same person?
He was the voice of the critic on the TV show. He's in Rat Race... Short, round, fat guy.
Oh, I know.
Eat fresh! Didn't he replace What's His Nuts in News Radio? After Phil Hartman's wife shot him?
He's the guy with the family who becomes the Nazi.
Yes.
So yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. It's driving me fucking crazy.
Listeners know it because they can IMDb this stuff.
Right.
So Nick Cage is in this movie with them.
I don't remember what I was saying now, so we should just
close. Three brothers.
Right. Trapped in Paradise is hilarious. Nick Cage, this guy, and Dana Carvey. And it's really fun. It's a good movie. And Nick Cage is in it, and I like Nick Cage.
We could add Dana Carvey to this list.
That's true. Dana Carvey's a useless sack of human shit.
You want to watch some more of his movies?
Outside of Wayne's World 1. What else did that? Oh, Pure
That's
Luck.
A Mike Myers movie.
Yeah, Pure Luck with Dana Carvey is hilarious. There's some good movies, but I would pick Nick Cage.
He was in where he was like the super spy.
Oh, Master of Disguise? Shit. That reminds me of all the recent...
Turtle?
That's it.
It reminds me of all the recent Adam Sandler movies, because those are all fucking
Click?
Shit, too. Yeah.
Make me put a bullet in my brain,
I know.
the last one...
That's true. Christopher
Walken.
What
does it do when I still want to put a bullet in my brain because they made it horrible? The same as that other one that he just came out with.
Where he's dying. Funny people.
I won't even watch that.
It's sad. The new one looks hilarious, though. The grown-ups one that they're making.
I hope so. He's got to do something funny.
Yeah.
I think they've already shown the whole movie out of the 7 commercials that they've had.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you've seen all the best parts.
Yeah, that's a shame about Adam Sandler. His movies got worse and worse. I remember I saw, is it Bulletproof?
And that Animal Man.
Animal Man?
He was the male gigolo.
Oh, Bruce what was Bigelow. That? Bruce
male
Bigelow.
Male
yeah, yeah, I remember.
That was Rob Schneider.
Dolphin.
Rob Schneider, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awful.
That was pretty funny.
Wasn't that voted like...
No. They kept putting hummus in everything. I thought that was hilarious.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that movie
was
voted...
Those guys love hummus. It's true.
I'm pretty sure it was voted one of the worst movies ever.
There was some funny parts,
No,
though.
Dudley Do-Right.
All that's
worst
with Brendan Fraser. Yeah.
You know, Hot Rod got slammed on most critical things, too. Did you ever watch Hot Rod?
No, I never bothered.
Andy Samberg? Pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I think you would enjoy those kinds of movies, though. Have you seen Fanboys?
Fanboys!
Oh, no.
Fanboys is hilarious, dude. Fanboys is so funny, man. Come on.
Jar Jar will be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it funny after he explained some of those stupid Star Wars jokes.
Oh. Oh.
What's that, R2? Oh, you think Tara's funnier than Matt? Oh, come on, be nice to Matt. Hey, don't talk to me that way. Oh, you fucking little trash can.
He just called you the C-bomb. That's my boy, R2. And on that fantastically family-appropriate note, maybe we should bring this episode to a close.
Yeah, let's kill it.
So my closing thoughts are stop being stupid and setting cop cars on fire.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think cool. I'm gonna close out with remember, folks, it's probably Theodore and not Tiberius because I haven't seen any conclusive proof. Okay, what's
Kirk's middle name is Tiberius.
Listen, that was my closing thought.
I hate you.
Let the people think for themselves,
fine.
Jackass.
Fine. Yeah, they're all thinking Reverend's stupid.
Really? Why? Because I don't believe Wikipedia. I got the fucking encyclopedia right there.
You know what?
Wikipedia has been proven to be more correct than most encyclopedias.
No!
You know what? Before you leave...
That's pretty funny.
Think about the web. Just think
She's
about the internet.
She's proving your point, jackass.
Okay.
I know, but I don't like
it. How many people check that site every single day?
Millions and millions.
Right. So you can make changes to that site to make it correct every single time.
I can put Theodore in.
You could, but instantly somebody would fix it.
Yeah.
You know somebody would. But nobody's going to fix that encyclopedia if somebody puts in a spelling mistake.
It's an official Star Trek encyclopedia.
How about before you leave today, I'm going to throw on the opening sequence of the new Star Trek film in which they discuss Tiberius. How about
Maybe
that?
They made that up for the new movie.
Maybe they didn't. Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. I like playing both fields.
That is indeed what she said. So, Wooden Shoes, closing thoughts.
Oh, we're still in the World Cup. Don't make me run. I'm all full of chocolate.
I was just going to say those anarcho-punks are mysterious, and they're mysterious for a reason.
Yeah, cool, whatever.
I think I seriously missed that on TikTok.
No, you didn't. That's just
Jackass is in Toronto over the weekend. Doing their stupid shit.
So, closing thoughts, ma'am. The first lady of the Legend of My Spare Time.
Can I just do the thing?
If you want to try the thing, you can do the thing. So thank you for joining us.
The outro.
If you'd like to contact us, the email is...
LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com.
And if you need any advice from the Rev, send it in because he wants to give you advice.
I love giving advice. I help people.
Do you remember the email? We got an email last week that was like, who the fuck sends in a serious question to the podcast? Really, guys?
Yeah. No, it's true.
And we just laughed for 10 seconds.
I don't know why people do.
It's true.
But I'm helping people. You know, I got KK off on this retreat. So.
Yeah, you're fucked. Thank you for listening to another episode of...
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfuckers!
Fuck Richard Gere.